Well, a lot of us had Labor Day off and, spent time with family and friends or getting things done around the house. But at the White House, the president was busy yesterday, and so was the press corps. They had a press conference yesterday, a lot of things discussed. Joining us right now from ABC News is correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
So much for a day off yesterday, huh?
Yeah, I was there at the White House. It was my turn to head over. There were no events on the president's schedule, but we kind of were like, we think he might add something, and he did. And I think a lot of that was looking at what the Democratic ticket was doing yesterday. You had Joe Biden on the trail in Pennsylvania. You had Kamala Harris on the trail in Wisconsin. And usually Labor Day is a big kickoff day.
Yeah.
I remember being out at 4, 8, and 12, and 16, covering big events or parades or something in the town square with a good candidate event. Obviously, everything is very different right now, but it was surprising the president wasn't out in a battleground yesterday. So he did a campaign-style event at the White House, and he's been doing a lot of these at the White House when he's not out in actual battleground states, which he'll be doing today in Florida and North Carolina. Yesterday, the president took questions, criticized Biden, criticized Harris. It could have put the backdrop of Ohio and Pennsylvania behind him, and it would have looked and felt just like a campaign event.
Exactly. One of the things he talked about was the Postmaster General, who's been under fire, obviously. He said that he would be open to investigation.
Yeah, this is interesting because, we've certainly heard a lot about Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, but related to his work at the post office, or the Postal Service, he was up on Capitol Hill facing tough questions about changes there. But this issue, this investigation, is something completely different. This is from his time before coming to the Postal Service. And there was a piece in the Washington Post that says that DeJoy encouraged his employees at his company in North Carolina to donate to political candidates, Republican candidates, and causes, and then he would reimburse them through bonuses through the company. That is not legal. It's a violation of North Carolina election law and federal election law. So yesterday the president was asked if he support investigations into this, and he said, yeah, he did. Let the investigations go. And then he was pushed on, if this is proven to be true, should DeJoy lose his job? President said yes, but he also was saying that DeJoy is an honest guy, he's a respected man, so a bit of a show of support there too, but also saying let's let this play out.
He also talked about China yesterday, and had some interesting remarks too, didn't he?
Yeah, the president, I think a lot of this is what we've heard from him. The fact that he's bringing it up again in this context of this speech, he's criticizing China on trade issues, saying the U.S. is treated unfairly. He's been for 3.5 years pushing a message of getting tougher on China on trade. Some of his statements continue to not be accurate about taking money from China in the form of tariffs. But I think yesterday the president signaling again he's going to make this a campaign issue by talking about Biden's record on China, by talking about jobs, and highlighting what he says he has done differently.
Very interesting. Yeah, very much a campaign-style press conference yesterday at the White House. And I know he's been criticized for using the White House for campaigning,
yeah.
But I think I feel like this year is so unique in that our travel is restricted, our ability to move about is restricted. Maybe he needs to be there at the White House and doesn't have a whole lot of choice as to where he can campaign.
Yeah, except he's going to Florida today.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah,
North Carolina tonight. He is. I think he's just using his days at the White House to kind of substitute for being out in the campaign trail.
8 weeks from today, it's going to be very interesting, Karen. We'll talk again
here we go.
Very soon. Appreciate your reporting. Thanks
Have
for being with
day.
Us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.